Today's shiur is a Masechta Yoma on Daf Nun Ches, 10 lines from the top of the Omid, at the end of the line, starting with the words Nosan Es Hamole Berekot. Our Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. The entire Lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis is Ira Dam HaPar L'Toich Dam HaSoyer V'Nosan Es Hamole Berekot. The Kohen Gadol took the Dam HaPar, and he poured it into the keli that contained the Dam HaSoyer. And then the Mishnah says that he placed the keli, which was full, into the one that was empty. This is based on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, where the Torah tells us, V'lokach midam HaPar u'midam HaSoyer, V'nosan al karnes ha'mizbeach saviv, that the Kohen Gadol was to place a mixture, as we learned in the Gemara before, from the word achas, that it was supposed to be a mixture of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor together, and that was supposed to be placed on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZov, on the four corners. So now the Gemara's Havamina here, before we start the actual Gemara, is that the meaning of Nosna Samoli Berekon is that after he has emptied the keli which contained within it the Dam HaPar into the keli which contained in it the Dam HaSoyer, so now the Dam HaPar keli is Rekon. Now he takes the Mole, which has in it both the Dam HaSoyer and the Dam HaPar, and he places it into the empty keli that had previously had in it the Dam HaPar. Boy, minei Rami Bar Chama Rav Chizda. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question from Rav Chizda. He niach mizrak betoch mizrak, if the Kohen Gadol placed one bowl into another bowl, the kibul boy es adam. And Rashi explains to us that the top Rashi on the Amid, kol kabbalah shall call you my sashana come a boyle, that this shaila that Rami Bar Chama was asking from Rav Chizda was concerning all the kabbalah sadam during the entire year. What happens if the kohen who was officiating at that time is mekabel the dam in one keli which is within another keli? Mahu, what is halacha? Do I say min b'minay chaitzeitz? Do I say that two kelim which are made of the same material, one will be a chatzitza to the other? And if so, the kohen is not holding in his hand the dam because he has a chatzitza, he has a separation between his hand and the keli that contains the dam, which would invalidate the Kabbalah Sadam, or do we say that min b'she'enoi minoi is chaytzeitz? If it's made out of two different materials, then there is a chetzitza. But if it's the exact same material, there is no chetzitza. Omar lei, so Rav Chizda responded, Tini Tua, we learned it in our Mishnah. Nosan es hamole berekon, that it said that he placed the mole, as we explained before, the one that has now in it both the Dam HaSoyer and the Dam HaPar, into the empty one. My love, what is the meaning of these words? That Hoshiv Mizrak Mole Lutoch Mizrak Reikon, that he placed the bowl that had both Damim in it into the empty bowl, and we see from there that there's no problem in Velokach, even though the Torah is telling us V'lokach midam HaPar u'midam HaSoyer, that the Kohen has to take the dam, and understood in this is not that he's going to take it in his hands, but he's going to take it in a kli. But if you're telling me min b'mino yischaitzitz, then he would not be taking it in a kli directly. He would have a chetzitza between his hand and the keli in which the dam is. And since the Mishnah says that it's acceptable, you see that min b'mino ain't yischaitzitz. The Gemara says, loy, that's not the pshat in the words Nosan es hamole berekon, but rather, what is the pshat? Ira mizrak mole l'toich mizrak rekon, that after he has emptied the dam hapar into the keli which contains the dam HaSoyer, now he takes that mixture and he puts it back from the mole into the rekon. He puts the dam hapar and the dam HaSoyer into the one that originally had only the dam hapar. Now it will have a mixture of both the dam hapar and the dam HaSoyer. The Gemara asks, but why is he doing this? Hatani le Reisha, we learned already that in the Reisha that Ira Damapar Lotech Damasar, that he has already mixed the Damapar into the Damasar. So what is he doing it again back from the mixture back into the empty Keli that used to contain the Damapar? The Gemara says, no, it's necessary. Why? Kedela arvan yafa yafa. This is a way where he can mix it very well. As the Ritva explains, that since we learned before from the Pasuk, achas, that it has to be one entity, it has to be totally mixed together. And since it's very difficult to mix different bloods, different damim together, therefore it was done twice. Once the damapar into the damasar, and once both the damapar and the damasar into the empty keli. So memele, we have no raya from here that min b'minoi is ein echaitzetz, because it's not speaking about a full keli and an empty keli, but rather he empties the contents of the kli mole back into the kli reikon. What is the Havaman explains the Svasemes that Nosna Samoli Berekin should mean that he takes the Keli that has the Damapar and the Damasar and he places the whole Keli into the empty Keli? So the Svasemes explains, because since he had used this Keli for the Kapora that would come about now through the Damapar and the Damasar, so the Gemara thought, perhaps that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that he retains that Keli, which had some Shaykhs with the Kapora here, that he doesn't put it down, but he uses it, he holds on to it in this Avoda, Kamash Malon, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah, but that would have been the Havamina. Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Min, tells us in a fundamental understanding of our Gemara, that from our Gemara it's clear that the whole shaila is whether min b'mina chaitzitz or min b'mina zeina chaitzitz. But min b'she'ena mina, that would certainly be a chatzitza, and it would be a chesorin in v'lokach. And he brings down a Gemara in Zvachim that says, shelo yehe dover chotzeitz beino lebein klisharis, that there should not be any chatzitza, and a min b'she'ena mina definitely would be a chatzitza. We find a similar Gemara in Psachim with the story of Yisachar Ishkvar Bar Koi, that he used to wrap around linens, silk around his hands. He didn't want to have his hands directly involved in the avoda. And the Gemara relates there in a story of how unfortunately he lost both of his hands as a punishment from the king. But we see clear that min b'she'ena minoi, if there's a chatzitza, that it is a problem. Tosis asks a question. We have a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin, which says that l'kicha yedei dover acher shmo l'kicha, that if somebody, for example, takes a lulav and wraps something around a lulav, that is not called a chatzitza. It's not a chesorin in his taking the lulav. So how could it be that min b'she'ena mina it's chotzeitz, and yet we say that l'kicha yidei dover acher shmo l'kicha? Tosus answers that there we are speaking about where he wraps something around the lulav and he makes from it a kamo beis yad, a handle. That is not a chatzitza. But where he is wrapping his hands with a handkerchief, with a towel, with linens, that if he would then grab a hold of the lulav, let's say with a glove, that indeed would be considered a chatzitza. And says Tosfos, Benogeya Argamor over here, from Argamor was mashma that if a mizrak betoch mizrak, if it would be a case of an einoy minoy, definitely it would be chatzitza. So says Tosis, it's not speaking about that he took the tips of the keli, because if he would only be holding on to the tip of the keli, that again could be considered. When he put the moly in the reikon, and now he's holding on to the reikon from the tip of the reikon, that could be considered like a basiad, like a handle. And that, in fact, would not be a chitzitza. But our Gemara is speaking about where he's holding on to the shulayim, he's holding on to the bottom of the kli reikon, and therefore it's no longer considered a basiad. And if min b'mina would be chotzeitz, it indeed would be chitzitza. And certainly if min she'ena mina, which is definitely chotzeitz, it would be a chatzitza because it's not a handle. So Tosfos is being mechalik here between a handle, which is not a problem, not a chatzitza, and if he's holding the bottom of the keli where it's not a handle, then if min b'mino would be a chatzitza, it would be a chatzitza. And Tosfos says, I will prove this to you from the sugya there in Perek Lulav HaGozlo, Mesech the Sukkah. We must say what we are saying now, says Tosfos, because otherwise you'll have a stira in Rava. Rava tells us that Lekicha Yidei Davar Acher, Shmo Lekicha, if you take something with anything else, whether it's a min b'mino or min b'sheni, it's considered a lekicha. And Rava himself says that min b'mino is not chaitzit, but min b'sheni, you know, is a chitzitza. But you yourself, Rava, are the one who says that lekicha yidei davar acher, even if it's an ein amino, shmo lekicha, it's not a chitzitza. Is the chastira in Rava? What must we answer? That when do we say lekicha yidei davar acher, shmo lekicha, it's not a chitzitza? That's when it's a handle. However, when it's not a handle, but rather you're holding on to the item itself, let's say in a wrap of the lulav of the hands itself, if the hand itself is wrapped, then that is not a handle, and there min b'shein and minay would be a chatzitza. Tosfos says, if my premise is correct, that there's a chilak between a handle or not a handle, that by a handle you would say it's not a chatzitza. If so, what was the Gemara's question over here? That in our Mishnah it must be the Pshat the Gemara thought that he put Mizrak Mole into the Reikon. Let the Gemara say, instead of answering as the Gemara does, that he poured back the mixture of Damapar and Damasor back into the Reikon, but not that he put the Keli Mole into the Keli Reikon. That's the Gemara's teretz here. Why didn't we say yes? He did put the Keli Moli into the Keli Reikon, but he was holding it on the tips. And when he's holding onto the tip, it's a handle. And when it's a handle, we said before, Tosfos Yesod is that it's not considered a chatzitza. That's why it's not a chatzitza. You can't bring me a riot that min b'minoi ainoi chaitzitz. Could be min b'minoi is chaitzitz. If you're holding it from the bottom, it would be a chatzitza. But over here, he was holding it from the tips. Why didn't the Gemara give that teretz here? Tosfos answers, because the Gemara knew that that could not be, because since he is holding a lot of dam, both from the dam apar and the dam asor, in a practical manner, it would not be possible to hold that all if it was only from the tips. It must be that he was putting his hand under the whole keli, and therefore the Gemara did not give that answer. The Gemara had to say a whole different answer, that we can't get into the shal of min b'mino chaitz or not, because here it's speaking about not such a case, but rather he poured back the contents into the kli reikon. And finally, Tosfos brings a pshat from the Ritzvah, and the Ritzvah holds of the same shita, that in our sugya, even if we were to say that Tosfos' premise is correct, that min b'she'enoi minoi, when it's a handle, there's never a chatzitza. But that would not apply in our sugya over here, because our sugya is speaking about kachim. And here we have a specific pasuk of velakach. Velakach, even if you'll say b'chol ha'Torah kula, that a handle, for example, would never be a problem of a chatzitza. Here, even a handle would be a problem of chatzitza if we say min b'mino chaitzetz, because it would be a chesorin in the kachim dekedin of v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer. Here, there's a bigger kepeda, and even a handle would be considered a chatzitza. Continues the Gemara, Toshima, I'll bring you a proof to the shaila of min b'mino chaitzetz or not. We learned, hoy oimid al gabi kli, if the kohen was standing on top of a keli, hoy al gabi regal, or he was standing on another kohen's foot, regal chaveiro, the regal of his friend, posel. Then the avoida is psula. So l'chayr we see a clear raya that min b'minoi chaitzitz, because as Rashi points out, just like there is a halacha that a kli shoritz is mekadesh, just like a kli shoritz, there cannot be a chatzitza between the person who's holding the kli shoritz and the kli shoritz, so too, the kohanim have to go barefooted in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Ritzvah is also Mekadesh, and therefore there cannot be any chatzitza between the person and the floor. Tyson Zvachim says that we learned this halacha really from Big Day Kohuna, just like the Kohen who's wearing it cannot have any chatzitza between the Beged and his body, so too we learn that there cannot be any chatzitza between the person and the ritzpah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And here, what do we learn out? That if he was standing on top of a keli, there's a chatzitza, and the avoid is psula, and who adin, if he was standing on top of the foot of his friend. Now, if you would say that min b'minoi is ein chaitzeitz, why is the halacha here that it's possible? It's the halacha should be that it's not possible. So what do we see? That min b'minoi is a chatzitza. The Gemara says it's no proof. Shiny regal, the loy matzi mevatli. Our girsa has the word matzi. Regel is different, that the koyin is unable to be mevatlet. Rashi's girsa is here deloy mevatlet. In other words, the girsa, the way we have, is that it's impossible for him to mevatlet. According to Rashi, he could theoretically be mevatlet, but he won't do that in practice. In other words, for a koyin to say that to the other koyin, you step on my foot, and during the duration of the time that you are stepping on my foot is totally bottled to yours. It's a non-entity that a koyin doesn't do. It's not a practical thing that he will consider his foot to be totally bottled to that of his friend. So since it's totally the das of the koyin, we say that he will not do it. And therefore, even if min b'minoi is not a chitzitza, but if the koyin's das is that he's not mevatel his foot, certainly it would be a chitzitza. Ikedi amri hochi boi minei. Some say that the shaila, the pashup shot, in the shaila, the way we're going to learn now, is, as Rashi learns in Zvachim, that this has nothing to do with a question of chatzitza. Even if I would hold min b'minoi einoi chaitzeitz, I would still have a shaila of having one keli within another keli. Rami Bar Chama's question of Rav Chisda would still be a question. What is the question? Derech shiris pekach or ein derech shiris pekach? Is this the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So even if it doesn't constitute a chatzitza, but it still would not, Rashi says, an item which is not the derech shiris is a chsorin in that avoda. You're not doing the avoda properly. So even if it's not a chatzitza, but it still would not be considered a viable avoda. That was the shaila that he asked. The Brisker Rav in Zvachim says that Bemes, the way we're learning now, is related to chatzitza. One thing is totally in the other. That if I learn that it is a derech shiris, then ein echanami a kli b'toch kli, a mizrik b'toch mizrik, would not be a chatzitza, because that's a normal way to serve Hashem. But if I say ein derech shiris b'kach, then in fact the kli reikon would, the mizrik b'toch mizrik, would in fact be a chatzitza, because that's not the normal way. So the Brisker Rav is totally one shaila in the other. Toshima, the answer to that question, if it's derech shiris or not, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, learned, es kol klei hashoris asher yishoris b'mem b'kodesh. The pasuk says all the klisharis which they will serve with them in holiness. So we have that the word klei is plural, and the word hashoris is singular. So the Gemara darshins shnei kelim b'shiris achaz. We're speaking about two kelim and one act of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that it is derech shiris pekach, that to have two kelim and one shiris is derech shiris pekach. Tosu Shushanim, which is printed in the Vilner Shas on Daf Nun Tes, on the next Daf, asks, so if we have this pasuk and this limud, why didn't we use that for the original shaila? What was our original shaila? Whether min b'mina chaitzitz or not, let's bring a raya. Shnei kelim v'shiris achas, from the pasuk kol kli asharis, that you could have two kelim functioning in one service. Idol be a chatzitza, teretzis min b'mina ena chaitzitz. And Tosfos answers, based on the yisod of the bottom Tosfos here, which Tosfos Yishonim agrees to, that there is a chilik in the halachas of chatzitza, whether you're holding the shalayim, whether you're holding the bottom of the keli, or whether there is a beis yad. A beis yad would never be a shal of a chatzitza. So memela, if that yisod is true, then we have no raya from the pasuk as kol kli hasharis, because maybe that pasuk is speaking about that he had two kelim and was holding it in a case where he's able to hold it from the tip. And when it's from the tip, it's a handle. When it's a handle, there's never any problem of chatzitza. So memela, that's why the Gemara did not bring this pasuk to answer the question of min b'mina chaitzitz or eina chaitzitz. Now, just like Rami Bar Chama asked one question for Rav Chisda before, now he asks another question. Boy minei, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama again asked a second question from Rav Chisda. And it's also, again, the shaila of chatzitza in separation.
Heniach siv betocha mizrik v'kibul bo yisadam. What's the halacha if he placed a siv? A siv is palm bast, which grows like a vine around date palms, and it's porous. So even though normally we say min b'she'enai minai, which this certainly is an enai min, it's not made of the same material, and that normally is chotzeitz. Here, maybe the halacha it's different because since it's porous, and maybe over here it's enai chotzeitz. In other words, the halacha is that if you're mekabel the dam in the klisharis, there cannot be any chatzitza between the dam and the klisharis. Before we were speaking about there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the kohen who's holding the keli and the keli, and now we're speaking about also the same concept of chatzitza, but we're speaking vis-a-vis the dam that is in the keli, that there should not be any chatzitza. So what happens if you put this palm bast betoch hamizrik in the bowl? The kibul boy es adam, it was mekabel the dam. Mau, do I say this is a classic case of min b'shein and min chaitzis? There will be a chatzitza, and therefore the avoda would be possible. Or yein a chaitzis? Or do I say that here it's different, and that we would not say min b'shein and min chaitzis? Here it would be a halach of ein a chaitzis. Why? Kivin the mechalchel, since this is a porous substance, so the dam is going to flow right through the sieve and go onto the keli. Loi chaitz, there's no chaitz or dilma loi sham. Maybe this chilek is not a chilek. Omar Leis, or Chizda responded to Nina, that we have in fact learned this in a Mishnah in Masech Tepora, Perig Vav, Mishnah Gilmel. And before we see what Rav Chizda's Raya is, let us learn the Rashi together, which will give us a few Hagdomas to this Inyan. The Rashi is in Divrei HaMaskil, Zoylof Ahoylich, Reishit HaMasnis Nahachi. The Reish of the Mishnah goes as follows: Hamekadesh b'shokas. If somebody is mekadesh here doesn't mean he's making kiddush on Shabbos, but it refers to being mekadesh to mechatos. How are you mekadesh to mechatos? How do you sanctify the mechatos? You mix together the afer of the poraduma with mayim chayim el keli, with fresh live water. Free-flowing water, which is directly in a keli. It must come into direct contact with a keli. And when you mix this afer pour together with the mayim chayim, without any separation to the keli, then the water becomes mechatas, and then you could take from that water and pour it off into various jugs and jars and have a container of mechatas. So someone was mekadesh b'shoikes. What is a shoikes? A shoikes is a stone keli, as Rashi is going to soon show us, which has a hole in its side. The keli itself is hollowed out, and you put it on the side of the spring water, and as the water is flowing, it fills up through the hole into this stone keli. Hamekadesh b'shoikes v'hoyes fug l'toychoy, and inside the hollowed out stone keli, the shoikes, there was a sponge. So mayim shabesvug psulit, the water that's in the psug is possible. Why? Because the svug itself is not considered a keli, and yet it's considered a chatzitza, that the water is not el keli, it's not directly touching the keli, and therefore the water is possible. Ketzad yasa, how is he able to remove the kosher water? He cannot mix any of the water that's in the sponge into the mechatas, because that will possible it. It will not be kosher mechatas anymore. So what does he do? Zoylef v'hoylech achemegilasvuk. So he's zoylef. Zoylef, we have two pshatim. As we'll see later in Rashi, one pshat is shoyef, he draws off. And the Masoras HaShas here in Ois Dalid, on the upper right portion of the Gemara here, says the word shoyfech, he pours off. He pours off or draws off water. Ad shemagia lisvog, until he reaches the sponge. In other words, the water, he does not let the water get up to the svog itself, because then there would be water coming out from the svog, and it would passel the other water that he's taking out. And now Rashi gives us the definition. Shaykes he even chalul al svasamayan. That's the hollowed out stone which is on the edge of the spring. Vamayim nichnasim lader churshe b'dayfna. It's going through the hole in its walls. Umashkin b'behemis, they used to use this to, when it's not used for mechatas, it was used for giving water as a trough for the animals. Umekachim b'efrachatas l'toich mayim chayim v'hi akli. So the shaykes is the keli in which you are mekadesh the efrachatas, when you put it into the mayim chayim. So mayim shebesvuk psulim the chayim el kli binin. You have to touch. So Kay said, "Who are you sick? Well, little as a mind, but little bit sluices, which is very fair. He wants to put it in a jar and in a jug. Zoyle vigarmets call a mime shepherd. Shaykes, adshimagila svog. He pours it off until he comes to the svog. And here Rashi says, Zoyle vishayef, that he draws it off. And here you have the dal of the Masaris Hashas, shayfech, he pours it off. And then Rashi concludes a few lines further. Alma svog lechayet. So here's the main rye of the Gemara, that the sponge is not a chatzitza. Otherwise, how could he take even the water up till the sponge? But there's a chatzitza. That water that's on top of the sponge is also not El Keli. It's also not touching the Kli. Teretz is, the svug is not a chatzitza. The only thing that's possible is what is nivla inside the svug. But what's on top of the svug, the other water is kosher. That'll be a good proof to our shiloh over here of the siv. Siv b'toich ha-mizrach, that the Kabbalah Saddam should be good, and the sieve should not be a chatzitza to touching the kli itself. Let us go back to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amalei Tanino, we learned this in a mission in Parah. Zoylef, he draws or pours off the water on top of the svug. V'hoylech, atchimegi the svug. And yet you see the svug is not a chatzitza between the good water and the keli. The Gemara says, no rai, shiny maya de kalishi. Water is thin, so it easily goes through the sponge. That's not called a chitzitza. However, in our shal here, we're speaking about dam. Perhaps the dam, which is not thin, and it's thick, it's difficult for it to go through the sieve. Maybe the sieve then is a chitzitza. Ik the Amri, some say, hachi pashulei. This was his response. Bidam kosher. Dam sieve will not be a chitzitza. It will be a good proof from the Mishnah in Parah. But where it would be possible is b'kaimetz possible. By flour, Rashi learns that if after the kemitza, just like over here, you're mekabel the dam in the klishareis, so hua din the halach is by kemitza, you have to be mekadesh the kemitza by putting it after the kain did the maisa kemitza, he has to put it in the klishareis to be mekadesh it. So here, there would be a chatzitza. If he had a sieve and the kaimetz had to go through the sieve, since the kaimetz is thicker particles and there's much more difficulty going through the sieve, so even though I'll say dam is kosher and it's not a chatzitza, but by kaimetz, the Ritva says even though it is possible to have very thin flour and larger holes, but in general, it's a thicker substance than dam, and therefore, by kaimetz, the sieve would be a chatzitza, and according to this pshat, by dam, it would not. According to the first way to learn the Gemara, it was only mayim that would be a raya from svog, and perhaps dam, in fact, it would be a chatzitza. And now we turn to daf nun ches amid beis, and we begin the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by quoting a pasuk. The Yotzelam is Be'achashel of Hashem, after sprinkling the dam towards the parochas, so the Kohen goes out from where he was standing. And where was that? He was standing between the Mizbeach Hazov and the parochas. He was outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim at this point, but he's going out from the area of the Heichal, which is between the Mizbeach Hazov and the Parochas. He goes out to the Mizbeach. That's the pshat here. V'yotze el ha-Mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach is that? Is that the Mizbeach HaChitzon or the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach Hazov? So the Mishnah says, Zeh Mizbeach Hazov. This refers to the Mizbeach Hazov. And Rashi says, the first Rashi, the Ilu Mizbeach HaChitzon lav lefnei Hashemu. I would not call the Mizbeach HaChitzon as being lefnei Hashem. I was thinking, we had this earlier in the Masechta, that the Mizbeach HaChitzon is called Milifnei Hashem. And Rashi told us earlier in the Masechta that the western part that faced the Ulam and the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that western part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon is considered Lifnei Hashem. But the eastern part that faced the door, the Shar Nikner, that part is not Lifnei Hashem. So Rashi says that the Mizbeach HaZov is in the Heichal that's Kuloi Lifnei Hashem. So it would seem that there are three levels. And I was thinking that's comparable to the Halach of Tashmishei Kedusha. We know that the cloth of a Sefer Torah, that's considered Guf HaKedusha. If you have a cover on top of a Sefer Torah, that's a Tashmish the Kedusha. It serves the Kedusha. If you cover the cover, let's say, with another plastic, you're transporting it in the rain, and you put on it a plastic cover, that would be Tashmish the Kedusha. So too here, we have these three levels. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, that's called Shechina. That's Hashem himself. That's where our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. When you're getting to the Heichal, you're one step removed, just like by Tashmish the Kedushas. The first place was Guf HaKedusha. That's where the Shechin is. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You go outside in the Heichal. Now you're Lifnei Hashem. You're in Tashmish the Kedusha. You go outside into the Azara. Now already you're Mi Lifnei Hashem. From Lifnei Hashem. The western part is towards the Lifnei Hashem. The eastern part already is not. You're already in the third stage. You're like in the Tashmish, the Tashmish, the Kedusha. Anyway, so Rashi says that we're speaking about, since it says here the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem, Hashem is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which is considered Lifnei Hashem. So that refers to Mizbeach HaZov. Hischel Mechate V'yored. So the Kohen Gadol began to go around to the four corners, four horns of the Mizbeach HaZov, and he didn't just sprinkle the dung, according to Rashi Shita, but he actually smeared, dabbed the dung onto each one of the four corners, and he was Mechate. What does the word Mechate mean? So Rashi says that Mechate is the fourth line of Rashi, Loshen Yeridahi. It means going down. According to Rashi, it's like saying the same thing in different words twice. Mechate, go down, V'yorid, and he goes down. The Tosfos Yeshanim and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that the word Mechate means, as we find in Psukim, Metaher. He purifies the Mizbeach by placing the dam on each, by smearing the dam on each one of the four horns. The Tosfos Yeshanim brings a proof to this, because the Tosfos Yeshanim says that further in the Mishnah, we're going to have Rabbi Lezer Shita, that Rabbi Lezer says that he goes milmata lamaila on all of the corners except for one, except for the one that's right in front of him. He would make his movement down to up, and the one that was right in front of him, he would make from up down. The reason we'll soon explain. But the point of the Tosfos Yeshanim is that the Lashon of Rabbi Lezer is if the pshat is according to Rashi, the mechate means he goes in a downward motion. According to Rabbi Lezer Fakeret, he goes always up except for one place. And the word mechate is going on all the four corners. So therefore, l'chayr would be a proof to the shita of the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva that mechate in fact means he is matar, he purifies. Continues the Mishnah. The second line, Mehechen Humaskel, from which one of the four corners does it begin to apply the dam? Mekaren Mizrachus Swines. He begins from the northwest corner. We will see in the Gemara why specifically he goes to the northwest corner of the Mizbech Azov. Tzvainis Maravis, then he goes to the Mizrachus Swines, he goes to the first to the northeast. Then he goes Swines Maravis northwest. Then he goes, Maravis Droimis, southwest. Then he goes, Droimis Mizrachis, which is southeast. Mokum Shumaskel Bechatas Al Mizbeach HaChitzon Misham, or as the Misar Shas brings from the Yerushalmi, Shom HaYagorim HaMizbeach HaPnimi, where he began, as Rashi says, in the southeast corner, as we learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, where he began to apply the dam in as far as the Mizbeach HaChitzon concerning the Chatas Chitzonius, the ones that were brought outside of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. He began there the application on the southeast corner. That is the place where he ends when it comes to Sham HaYogayim HaMizbeach HaPnimi, right? Mizbeach HaPnimi, where he's applying the dam now, that's where he winds up, that's where he ends off. The place where he starts by the Chatos Chitzonius, that's where he ends off here by the Chatos Penimiyos. Rashi explains why, in fact, izi mechate v'yared, he makes a downward motion, and Rashi explains that this Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, as we're soon going to learn Rabbi Lezer's Shita. Rabbi Lezer says that since the Mizbeach HaZov was only an Amma by an Amma square, he was able to make all the applications of the Dam without having to walk around the Mizbeach. He could stand in one spot and reach one Amma over to all the four different corners, horns of the Mizbeach. However, the Tanakhama holds that in fact, as Rashi says, that the top line of Rashi, the Sfir Leila Haitana, HaKofa Beregel, that you did go around, not only the Mizbech HaChitzon, he had to do that because of its size, but even the small Mizbech HaPnim, he would also walk around the Mizbech. So now, if he walks around as he's standing in front of each corner, and the height of the Mizbech HaZov was Amasayim, was 2 amas, which is approximately 4 feet, so he would have to smear the dam standing in front, lifting his fingers upwards. Now, if he would apply it from down up, there was a danger that the blood would drip down onto his garment, onto his hand, and onto his garment. And since we didn't want that to happen, therefore the halacha was that he should apply the dam in a downward motion. Since it's in a downward motion, so he would be able to protect his clothing that they would not get dam on it. Rabbi Lezer Reimer continues the mission. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. And he says, not like Yutanakama said that he walked around the Mizbeach HaZov, Bim Kaimai HaYomer, the Kohen Gadol used to stay in his place, Umechatei, and let's learn the Torah Shemesh Prat. He would purify it by applying the dam. Valkula mayonaisel mato lamalo. Now, since according to Rabbi Eliezer, he was able to stand in one spot and apply the dam to each of the other corners. So, at least on 3 of the corners, his arm would be coming from on top down. It would be like swooping down on the 3 corners, besides the one directly in which he was standing. So in those 3 corners, he could go milmalo lamata, and we don't have to worry about his clothing getting dam on it, because he's not standing right in front of there. He's not in front lifting his fingers up, and then there's a danger if he would go down, if he would go up, that the dam would fall onto his garment. No, he is standing in one spot, and he's like swooping over the other 3 corners, going from up down, and there's no worry in that situation that his garments will get dam on it. Chutz mizu shayselufanav, the one that he's standing directly in front of, like we said, if he begins in the northeast corner, so that one, even according to Rabbi Lezer, in order to reach the height of 2 amas, he's going to have to lift his fingers up from the position in which he's standing. And then if he would do it from up down, there would be, excuse me, if he would do it from down up, there would be a issue of his garments getting dirty from dam. So therefore, in that one place, in the corner in front of which he was standing, there, einachanami, he would do it milmalo lamata, according to the Shita of Rav Lezer, and according to the Tanakama, since he walks in front of each corner, he has to do milmalo lamata by each corner so that his clothing shouldn't get dirty. He followed the application of the 4 horns of the Mizbeach by sprinkling dam al tahari shel Mizbeach. Tahari shel Mizbeach means after he swept aside the ashes, the gecholim and the ashes that were on top of the Mizbeach HaZov, on the clean, exposed part of the Mizbeach, that's called tahari shel Mizbeach, he would apply, he would spray sheva palm 7 times. Vishiyori dam, what about the remnants of the dam? He would pour that on the western yisod of the outside Mizbeach, which is in the Azorah. Vishel Mizbeach HaChitzon, and as Rashi explains, the Shiori dam from the Chatos Chitzonius, where were they sprinkled? That was not on the western yisod, it was on the southern yisod. Elu ve'elu, both the remnants of the Chatas Pnimius and the remnants of the Chatas Chitzonius, they would mix together. Misarvim ba'ama, they would fall down onto the Yisod, and then they would go onto the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and then drip down into the Amma, the canal that was an Amma wide, the Yitzla Nachal Kidron, and that dam would all go out into the Nachal Kidron. Vinim Charim Liganonin, and it was sold to gardeners. The Meforshim explained why specifically to gardeners, because we wanted that the Kedusha of the dam of the Korbanis and the Avoda should become part and parcel of the food that Klal Yisrael eats, so that the Avoda should affect the you are what you eat. So just like for Linyan Treif, that would have a negative effect on a person, as the Ramban tells us in Chumash, so too here, where it's something Kaddosh, by having that become part of the food that a person consumes, that would be Mekadesh Klaisho. So it was specifically given to the gardeners who were producing produce for the market that people would eat. It was given Lezevel, it was given for fertilizer. Umoyal and Bahen, and as Rashi explains, if one would not pay, if it would not be sold, so then in fact there would be Me'ila, as the Gemara later will explain to us on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. This Me'ila is only Midrabbanan, because as the Gemara says there, Ein Loch Dover Shanas is Mitzvah So Yomoy Alenboy, there's nothing which the Mitzvah was already done to it, so Be'emes Midaraisa, there is no Din Me'ila here, it's only a Me'ila Midrabbanan, because since it was already Nas Mitzvah, so we did whatever we had to do as far as the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, then it loses its Din Me'ila Midaraisa, it's only a Din Me'ila Midrabbanan, therefore it could be sold to Gananan, and with the money that was used to purchase the dam, there is no Me'ila even Midrabbanan. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara. We learned in the pasuk Yatzei al Mizbeach Ma Talmud Loimar. What is it saying that he went out to the Mizbeach? It could not mean that he went out to the Mizbeach Achitzon, because he has to apply the dam to the Mizbeach Hazov, which is inside the Heichol. So what does it mean that he went out? From where is he going out? He's already outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what is the reference to V'yatza? Ma Talmud Loimar Amram Nechemya. What this means is, Lefisha V'sinu B'par Habal Kol HaMitzvah. Since we find by a par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, or the par Koyin Mashiach, that when they have to bring a korban for a chet that was done in a thing that is Chayv Koros, and it was done B'shoigeg, it was done by a faulty Hoyra, so that korban, the halacha is Shekoyin Oymet Chutz Mizbech. The Kohen has to be outside of the Mizbeach, which means he has to stand between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Heichol. Umaze ala Pareiches b'shosh umaze, and he sprinkles onto the Pareiches at the time that he sprinkles. Yachol avzakein, I would think that this sprinkling, that this application should also be concerning the avoda on Yom HaKippurim, that he should also stand between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Heichel, Talmud Loimar, that's why it says here, that when he applies the dam on the Karnos HaMizbeach, V'yotzel HaMizbeach, he goes out from where he is standing. When he's doing the Hazoz on the Pareiches, so the Kohen Gadol then leaves that spot which is between the Mizbeach Hazov and the Pareiches, Heichen Hoya, Lifnim and a Mizbeach. Where was he? He's going out from there past the Mizbeach. Now he's going between the Mizbeach Hazov and the entrance to the Heichel. But where is he going out from? He must have been Lifnim and a Mizbeach. He was sprinkling the, he was being mazed the dam between the Mizbeach and the Pareiches, not between the Mizbeach and the entrance of the Heichel, as he would have done by Par HaBoal Kol HaMitzvahs. So we see that there's a difference between Par HaBoal Kol HaMitzvahs and by the Par and the Sor of Yom HaKippurim, that one is done between the Mizbeach and the Heichel, and Yom HaKippurim is done between the Pareiches and the Mizbeach. Tanya Yedach, we learned another Braisa, which teaches us the same halacha, but in reverse. Lifnei Hashem, it says concerning the Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur and the Par Karta Mashiach, it says Lifnei Hashem. Ma Talmud Loimer, why is it saying Lifnei Hashem? Amram Nechemya. Lefishim, it's seen by Par and Sarashay Yom HaKippurim. We found, as we just learned by Par and Sarashay Yom HaKippurim, Shekoyin Oymen Lifnim and HaMizbeach. Umaz ala Pareiches, he's standing between the Mizbeach and the Pareiches. He's inside of the Mizbeach, closer to the Pareichas. And he's sprinkling onto the Pareichas, Bishashu Mazah, at the time that he's being Mazah. Yochel Avsekhen, I would say that the Par Kaira Mashiach is also in between the Mizbeach and the Pareichas. Talmud Bloimer, that's why it says in the Pasuk that he should sprinkle by the Mizbeach Ketoris HaSamim, that's the Mizbeach HaZov, on which you were makter the Ketoris HaSamim, which is Lifnei Hashem, Asher Bo El Moed. So I medayik that Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem. What part is Lifnei Hashem? The Mizbeach is in front of Hashem. It's in the Heichel. But the Ein Koyin Lifnei Hashem. The Koyin is not standing Lifnei Hashem. The Koyin is standing behind the... He's not standing directly by the Pareichas. Hakeit said, "Oymit chutz mizbechu mazeh." He's standing on the further side, away from being literally lifnei Hashem, and he is standing between the mizbeach and the entrance into the heichal. L'charu, I was just thinking, as we're learning now, that we said before that Rashi says everything in the heichal is considered lifnei Hashem, but l'charu one could answer that even in the heichal, there is a closer Lifnei Hashem and a further Lifnei Hashem. So from the Mizbeach and to the entrance of the Heichal, that is not as much Lifnei Hashem as is the area between the Mizbeach and the Parochas. So it comes out that both brises are teaching us the same halacha, that the Par Koy Mashiach is between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Heichal, and the Parter and Sor of Yom Kippurim, the Hazor of that is between the Mizbeach and the Parochas, and then the Yotzah, he goes out from that area past the Mizbeach. And that will be Negea, the next Gemor that we're going to learn right now. Hischel Mechate V'yored. He began to purify, as we learned before from the Tos Yishanim, and he applied it going down. Tana Rabbanan, Hischel Mechate V'yored, Mehechnoi Maschel. From which corner of the Mizbeach did he begin? So we begin Mikaren Mizrachis de Romas, the southeastern corner. That is not like the Tana of our Mishnah who learned Mikaren Mizrachis Tzvarnis, the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. So this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva who argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to go like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we will soon see. According to Rabbi Akiva, what was the order of the four corners? He begins from Keren Mizrachis Droimis southeast, then he goes Droimis Maravis southwest, then he goes Maravis Sphonis northwest, then he goes Sphonis Mizrachis northeast, Divi Rabbi Akiva. This is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, as the Gemara will explain, that Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, and Rashi explains this to us, Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that there were two parochas, as we learned in the sugya before, it was made up of two coverings, and the one that was closest to the Mizbeach Hazov had an opening on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohen would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the south side. What would be the first corner that he would come to in the Mizbeach Hazov? It would be the southwestern corner. And for some reason, as we will learn in the Gemara soon, he would not apply any dam at the southwestern corner. He would skip that corner at that moment, and he would go to the southeastern corner. If he's facing the Mizbeach Hazov, his back is to the south and his front is to the north. On his right side is the southeastern corner. On his west side, on his left side is the southwestern corner. He applies the dam to the southeastern corner and then he goes clockwise from southeast to southwest to northwest to northeast. So he, in fact, is going to his left, which the Gemara will soon ask that question. We know a halacha, kol pinushata poina loye el yamin. A person should always go to the right direction, towards the right. Here, for some reason, he's going towards the left. So we have to understand why he skips southwestern corner. We have a rule, aim avir and ala mitzvah, so why doesn't he go to southwest first? That's one kasha we have to answer. And the Gemara will also answer another kasha, why he goes to his left. Now we go to the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I remember, Mikarem Mizrachus Sefinus. He starts off, as our Mishnah said, from the northeastern corner. Then he goes. Now if he's facing, if his back is to the north, and he's facing the Mizbeach to his south, so on his left side will be the northeastern corner. On his right side will be the northwestern corner. He goes to his right. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili is going to the right, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva is going to his left. So he goes first northeast, then Sfonis Maravis northwest, then Maravis Drimis southwest, and then Drimis Mizrachis southeast. And the Gemara sees from this an interesting point. The Mokum Shur Rabbi Yosi Aglili Maschel, the place where Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Artana Kama of our Mishnah, where they begin, which is the northeast, Shom Rabbi Akiva Paisik. That is exactly the corner where Rabbi Akiva ends, because Rabbi Akiva started at the southeast and he ends at the northeast. Malkum Shom Rabbi Akiva Maschel, the corner Rabbi Akiva started, which was in the southeast, Shom Rabbi Yosi Aglili Paisik, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili goes from the northeast around counterclockwise to his right, and he's going from northeast to southeast, so where Rabbi Akiva starts, that's where Rabbi Yosi Aglili ends, says the Gemara. Now the explanation, by the way, of Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that there was not two covers there by the Parochas, there was only one. And where was the entrance to the Parochas? That was on the northern side. So when he leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim into the Heichal, he's leaving on the north side. What's going to be the first corner that he comes to? That's going to be the northwestern corner. For some reason, he skips that northwestern corner and he goes to northeast. But once he applies it to the northeast, then he goes counterclockwise through his going to the Yamin, and he goes around from the northeast until he winds up at the southeast, says the Gemara further. The Kuli Alma Miyobahu Koren, the Pogabaratio Loy of it. Everybody, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, agree that the first corner that he comes to, he skips. According to Rabbi Akiva, he skips the southwestern corner. According to Rabbi Yosi, he skips the northwestern corner. My time, what's the reason? Why is he skipping? Amar Shmuel. Since we have a pasuk which says he goes out, it means he has to go past the Mizbeach. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, whose exit is south, so he has to pass the southwestern corner, and he has to go past the Mizbeach at the southeastern corner. Once he's all the way past the Mizbeach, he makes his first application at southeast. However, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he's exiting from the north. He skips, for some reason, the northwestern corner. And the reason is what we just learned, because v'yotza al mizbeach, he has to go past the entire mizbeach. So he has to go past northwest and northeast. And when he's past the entire mizbeach, then he stops, turns around, and applies to the northeast. And then he goes back counterclockwise to the northwest. As the Gemara, as we explained before, it comes out that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is going to his right counterclockwise. Rabbi Akiva is going to his left clockwise. Rabbi Akiva nekiv derech yamin. Why doesn't he go by his right side? Lame, but Rami Bar Yechezkel Mifli. Maybe the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is in the halacha of Rami Bar Yechezkel. Amar Rami Bar Yechezkel. Yamsha Shloima, which we call the Yamsha Shloima. Shloima made a big basin made out of copper, which served as a mikveh lekehanim. And this Yamsha Aser Shloima Oymer Ashnaim Aser Boker. It was lifted up and held by 12. It was on the backs of 12 oxen. Shloisha Poinim Tzvana. There were three oxen who were facing north. Shloisha Poinim Yama. 3 west. Shloish upon him negba, 3 south. Shloish upon him mizracha, 3 were facing east. Vayam aleim al mal, and on top of them was this basin, this copper basin full of water, full of the yam shel shloima, v'cholach areyem, their backsides, basin were inside. Now, when you looked at it, you saw them from the outside, you saw the faces of the bucker, and their backs were inside. Now, since it gives you the directions as being northwest, southeast, so if somebody was on the northern side facing south, then what direction does the pasuk in Navi tell you that the cows were faced? They were faced north, west, southeast, which means I'm going, that's why the Navi put it in those terms, because of this halacha, that whenever I'm facing right or left, I should always go to the right, and that's why I went here, northwest, southeast. And then the Gemara adds a word, lemizrach, to the east. Rashi says that this word lemizrach is not negeya in our Gemara, it's negeya when the Kohanim used to go up the Kevesh, so then they would first be pona to the Yamin, and the Kevesh was on the southern side of the Beis Hamikdash, let's say the we're speaking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So then when they would come up the ramp, they would go to the Yamin. That, over there, in that case, when you're starting from the south, so your right, Yamin, is going towards the Mizrach. So that's why whenever this halach is mentioned in Shas, says Rashi, it always adds on the word Lemizrach, because that's where the original sugya has to do with the Kevesh, where the Kohanim would go to the right, to the Mizrach. But in our Gemara, in fact, the right in the Yam Shel Shloima would be, as we explained before, would be going to the west, then the south, and then the east. So, therefore, the Gemara entertains the thought that Mar Islay the Rami Bar Yecheskel, Mar Laslay the Rami Bar Yecheskel. L'chayru the Machloik is here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, whether you go to the right or the left, is Tali, do I hold of Rabbi Yecheskel or not? Do I hold of his halacha? So, Gemara Loi, that's not correct. The Kuliyama is Lutu Rami Bar Yecheskel. It could be that everyone holds of Rami Yecheskel, that Kol Pin Shat Tepan Loyu El Yamin, Vahacha Vahacha Mifgli. But here, what is the machlaikis between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? Mar Sari Alfinim Panim Michutz. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that just like this is a halacha of Yamin, when you're speaking about, like we said, about the Kevesh on the outside of the Heichol, the Chutz and the Azara, same thing when you go inside. If it's a Shaila in the Pnim, in the inside, in the Heichol, the Kodesh Gadashim, there would also be a halacha of Yamin. Umar Sov Rabbi Kiva holds Loyalfin and Pnim Chutz. We don't learn the inside from the outside, that even though there's such a halacha outside, but not, it's not a halacha by the Heichol. But the Gemara says, even though it's not a halacha, let's say, by the Heichol, but why does Rabbi Akiva insist that you go from southeast to southwest, which is on your left side? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say you could do whatever you wanted? There's no halacha bedafka to go to the left. Rabbi Akiva, the Heidel, y'all have Pnim Michutz, even if you don't learn the inside from the Heichel, from the Azara, from outside, Iboy Hachin Navid, Iboy Hachin Navid. Give him a choice. Why does Rabbi Akiva insist that he goes to the left? Amalach Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain it to you. The pshat's like this. Medina. And here's the key to the whole sugya, why in fact both according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, he skips over the first corner that he comes to, which we've already learned before, because really the halach is Medina, but who cared to paga bereshim? By who of it bereshim? Really the one he reaches first, which in the case of Rabbi Yosef Aglili would be northwest. Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva, would be southwest. He should apply the dam on that corner. Dam Rish Lagish, we have a klal, Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. We know that the halacha is Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. The Sefer Ari Rabbanan is a shiloh where this is a din derais, it's a din derabbanan. Rashi earlier in the Masechta learned it out from Shmart the Mesa Matzahs, Al Tikri Matzahs Ala Mitzvahs, that mitzvah bo biyotcha al tach mitzena, that you shouldn't be mavar ala mitzvahs. It could be that that's an asmach to be alma, just a remez. But there is a halacha of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So in fact, v'amai loy ovid, why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Aglili insist that the application is made first to northwest? And why doesn't Rabbi Akiva insist that the application is made to southwest? The answer is, as we learned before, Mishum Dechsiv, v'yetze al Mizbech. And he goes past the entire Mizbech, ad nafu mikulu Mizbech. He has to go out from the entire Mizbech. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he has to go further to the northeast, According to Rabbi Kiva, he has to go further, he has to go to the southeast. But the Kivan the Yoev Bahu Karen, once he puts it in the southeast, according to Rabbi Kiva, Hodr Osila Hu Karen the Chayv Lames Resha. Really, I have one halacha which tells me Eimav Virna Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Kiva, I should have put it on southwest. But you're telling me that Vayetze El Mizbech, I have to go past El Mizbech, but as soon as I apply it to southeast, let me go back to my left. That's why Rabbi Kiva insists on the left. Because let me go back to the corner I missed. And that's where Rabbi Kiva makes him go clockwise to the left, because he skipped over this, and since then, once he already went to that one, then he continues the whole thing to the left. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that you learn Pnim from Chutz, and he Bedafkin sits on left because he skipped that over. According to the Gemara's explanation now, it could be that maybe even Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't hold that B'Pnim there is a halacha of Yamin. The only reason Rabbi Yosef Lili says go to Yamin could be the same reason as Rabbi Kiva, because you skipped, you, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, made him skip the northwest and go to the northeast because of Vayetzel Mizbeach. He had to go through the entire Mizbeach, past the Mizbeach, and then go back and do the northeast. So Rabbi Yosef Lili might hold the same thing. You know why I'm going to my right? Maybe there is no halacha of Yamin in the Pnim. I'm going to my right because I skipped over that one which really was entitled to get it because of Ein Mavrin Al Mitzvahs, and now I finish off by going to my right. So according to this pshat in the Gemara, there would not be any Rai of Pnim according to either Rabbi Yosef Lili or Rabbi Akiva. Continues the Gemara, will finish the sugya on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. The Iboy Sam, if you want, I will give you another pshat in the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Kiva. Is viralon hakofer beregel, if in fact we would hold that you don't place it with your hands on the, you don't stand in one place like Rabbi Lazar said in our Mishnah and apply it to the four corners, but rather even the Mizbeach Hazov, you walk around from one quarter to the other. So is viralon hakofer beregel, if everybody would hold like that, the kuliyam aloy peligi, there would be no machlokas, the alfinim panim michutz. We do learn the inside from the outside by foot, and kol pinushat apayin aloy el yamin. So what is the machlokas here between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Kiva? V'halchabalkum ifkali, this is the machlokas. Marso v'rakofer biyad, Rabbi Kiva holds hakof is biyad. It's not beregel. He holds like Rabbi Lazar that it's hakof biyad. You stand in one place and you apply it by standing and by going across the mizbeach, bending over and applying it to the other corner. So if so, there's no halacha of derech yamin. That's only by kol pinushat tapoyin l'yel derech yamin. That's when you walk, but not when you apply it by hand. Omar Sovin Rabbi Yosef Lili says no, hakof beregel, that is beregel. If it's beregel, we have the halacha of kol pinois, that it shall be only be yamin. The Iboy Yisema, and then again we could say that once you're, it's hakof biyad, and you're applying it to the, according to Rabbi Kiva, to the southeast first, then he would go bedafka to the left, as the Gemara said before, because he had passed over the southwestern one. Now he goes back to that one which he should have done, and continues in a left direction. The Iboy Yisema, and a final pshat here in the Gemara, is that the Kuli Am HaKof Biyad, that everybody holds HaKof is Biyad. The Hachabal Kamifligi, everybody holds like Rabbi Lazar that hakof is biyad, and what's the machlokes? Mar sover yalfina yad mi regel, umar sover la yalfina. The machlokes is the halacha of kol pinushat tapoyin lo yael yamin. Is that a halacha only by walking by regel, or in fact that could be it's a halacha even when you're doing something by hand? You should also do it only to the yamin. So Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only a halacha by regel. I don't learn out yad from regel, so I have to do it by hand, and by hand there's no din of yamin, and therefore I insist on the left, as we explained, because you passed over the left, so go back to the southwestern corner and continue in a left direction. And the other man de Yomer, Rabbi Yosef Lili, he holds that yalfin in yad mi regel, so there is a halach of yamin by yad as well, and therefore if you're in the northeast, now you have to go to the yamin, to the northwest, and end off at the southeastern corner.